It was a bloody day in Iraq Thursday, recalling some of the worst bombings of recent years, with dozens of casualties and explosions in Baghdad and the northwestern town of Tal Afar. Witnesses say two suicide bombers blew themselves up minutes apart in the northwestern town of Tal Afar near the Syrian border. The second explosion appeared to target civilians who had gathered to help victims of the first bombing. Tal Afar is home to a large population of ethnic Turkmens whose relations with Iraq's Sunni Arabs in both neighboring Kirkuk and Mosul have been strained in recent years. Police say a man working for Iraqi security forces responsible for interrogating suspects of terrorist attacks was the target. A heavyset man, spattered with blood, explained that he had just married off his son when events abruptly took a turn for the worse. He says that he and others were in the wedding party when a suicide bomber blew himself up among the guests. Meanwhile, there was a bombing in a vegetable market in Baghdad's mainly Shiite district of Sadr City, with dozens of casualties. Yet another explosion, this time a roadside bombing, went off in Baghdad's Karada district, apparently aimed at the convoy of Iraq's central bank governor. The governor was unhurt by the blast. All three top Iraqi government security spokesmen indicated last week that they thought the Iraqi government now had security matters under control. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki urged Iraqi citizens recently to cooperate with the country's security forces to put a stop to terror attacks. Efforts at reconciliation between Iraq's rival Shiite and Sunni factions have continued since local elections last January. Member of Parliament Hanin Kudwa told journalists that he thought that those who were behind the recent explosions were trying to affect the political process. He says that those who are behind the explosions, either on behalf of foreign parties or local parties, are undoubtedly trying to influence the political process and probably the upcoming parliamentary elections. The recent rash of bombings comes close to 10 days after U.S. troops withdrew from Iraqi towns and cities, according to a security pact signed last November with the Iraqi government. Meanwhile, Iranian state media says U.S. forces in Iraq have released five Iranian diplomats who were detained in 2007 on suspicion of helping Shiite Iraqi militants. U.S. forces had detained the diplomats in the northern town of Erbil. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.